AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Did you see the president's Oval Office speech on terrorism last night? President Obama vowed the U.S. will defeat the Islamic State group.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says attacks like the one in San Bernardino are less ambitious than plots like 9/11, but also are harder to detect. He says U.S. intelligence and law enforcement are moving to counter this threat, even as the U.S.-led coalition ramps up its strikes on Islamic State group strongholds. In both cases, he says the key to victory will be enlisting Muslim communities and countries as allies.
We asked Donna Roberto, who was visiting the San Bernardino, California shooting memorial, what she thought of the president's speech.
Was it strong enough? It appears to me every time that he talks on camera that this is like a bothersome thing for him, that he really just does not want to have to deal with this.
Former FBI terror investigator Clint Watts saw the president's speech last night.
I think there's a lot of pressure with the elections right now, and he's taking a lot of heat for his strategy, which is actually working in containing ISIS in Syria and Iraq. But this is the natural manifestation of a terrorist group that's under pressure, is more and more terrorist attacks.
Meanwhile, thousands of employees of San Bernardino County are preparing to return to work this morning, 5 days after a county worker and his wife opened fire on their colleagues, killing 14 people and wounding 21. Syria's government is accusing the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group of launching airstrikes on a Syrian army camp that killed three soldiers. The coalition has been striking at ISIS targets in Syria for the past year. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department is expected to begin an investigation this week into the Chicago Police Department. This after video surfaced of a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. AP correspondent Eric Tucker on what the investigation will likely focus on.
It looks for pervasive and sweeping and systemic problems, often in traffic stop, use of force policies, race-based policing, to look for major problems and then propose or mandate sweeping changes.
Former President Jimmy Carter says a recent MRI showing no cancer on his brain, but doctors say that doesn't end his medical treatment. The former president said he will continue every 3 weeks to get a drug called Keytruda, one type of immunotherapy that melanoma specialists credit for improving treatment of the disease without some of the side effects of traditional chemotherapy drugs. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.